So you're playing Valletta Wallace mm-hmm. in Notorious, and she was a co-producer of the film. That's exactly. correct. So yes. was she very hands-on?
I think so, but in a laid-back way, I would say, you know, probably initially, you know, when you're getting the script together, you know, more involved there and in choosing me, you know, asking for me to portray her. And on the set, I could certainly have a lot of dialogue with her, you know, on the set before filming about, you know, about her choices and about the script. She was, you know, vocal about, you know, making sure that certain things were said that she actually said. But she was also laid back in that she knows that it's only a, you know, almost 2-hour movie about a whole life and how impossible that is, you know, an impossible situation. So it's a, you know, an overview, and some things are changed for, you know, dramatic license, dramatic reason.
Did you have any misgivings about the film?
No, not at all. I think on the whole East Coast, West Coast, that rivalry and stuff, I think that's, I didn't have any misgivings, or perhaps I should have, I don't know, but it seems like it's in the past, and we see what the, we see what the carnage of it is, we see what the, you know, the sad, you know, we see what we're left without, you know, two geniuses.
Much was made of the fact that you turned down the lead female role in Monsters Ball.
Was there? Like I say, you choose what you like.
I read an interview with Lawrence Fishburne, I think, and he said that you were very particular about your roles. That seems to be...
Hey, listen, I don't have anyone who's gone before me say, Angela, hey, let me guide you in this career. You know, it's a career about images. It's a career on celluloid. They last forever. You know, it's a career... I'm a black woman from America. You know, the history of America. My people were slaves in America. I'm not going to allow you to, even though we're free on paper and in laws, enslave me on film for celluloid, for all to see, to go across the water to countries where people will never meet people who look like me, but that's their idea, and that must be what they are. So, you know, it becomes a bigger thing than me just being a movie star or me just being on TV. It's all about educating minds. There are people across on the other side of the world, on the moon, other galaxies, who never meet me. But those who, you know, make the films, you know, and said, this is how we want to, this is how you're shown. So if you're going to show every black woman as 400 pounds or every black woman as the prostitute on the street or every, it's love. Now, but I have always maintained that what I cannot do because of the way I made up, the way I think, or the way I feel, I don't begrudge that there's someone else who has no issues with that. And because of that, You perhaps you'll get a full array, a bigger picture, you know. I always say it takes all kinds to make this wacky world go round. It all kind of like me, kind of like you, you know. It takes all kinds, you know. But I just it lasts forever. And if I look at movies and I see images, and I'm very proud and wouldn't, you know, change who I am and where I'm from, then, you know, I go to see all kinds of movies by all kinds of people, whether it's Slumdog Millionaire or something from England or something from China or something, you know. But, and I have an appreciation for them all. And, you know, we don't, I mean, I have a girlfriend who's Asian. It's like she gets kind of sick of being, you know, the Asian stereotype. Girlfriend who's Latin, you get kind of sick of being strictly the, you know, people are varied, multidimensional, and I just, you know, insist on that.